This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it sounds like everybody's pretty happy. Things are starting to move, you know, in the right course this new year. It looks like we're on the right track. But I received an email from one of you who apparently was listening to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi about the Obamacare repeal that is looming, and you were concerned, and you were scared, and rightfully so. I'm going to give you that. If you were scared by what you heard listening to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, you're absolutely right. I am not here to negate that or to fight that. But I think we need to talk about what is going on when it comes to Obamacare. And I understand that, you know, change does not come easy. The reason why I think the majority of people dislike Obamacare is, one, it was a real, real crappy bill. But because it's not something that has been the law of the land for decades, something like Social Security or Medicare. That's going to be very tough to change and reform and fine-tune because, you know, unfortunately it's been even the there's good to it, obviously, you know, with Medicare and Social Security, but even the bad, it's been so kind of ingrained into already our system that when you bring up change, it makes people nervous. But the Obamacare law, the Affordable Care Act, which was the biggest joke ever, I apologize for you know, not using the epithets and the adjectives that it really does deserve. I'm sorry for keeping it clean. All right, but when it comes to talking about that. All right, got passed in 2009. Many of the ramifications and the results and the sequelae of it we started to see in 2011 and 12 and 13 and 14, such that we're still in this very tumultuous time. We're still in this very transitional time. So this is the perfect time to repeal it, fix it, fine-tune it. Now, for those people that got on Medicaid that were able to enjoy the benefits of a Medicaid expansion, my guess, and again, I can't say this with 100% certainty, but my guess are the states are not going to be that quick to dump you. All right? I don't foresee people on Medicaid, all right, getting ousted, all right, and getting dumped and being left with absolutely no coverage. That being said, something has got to happen with the way we are managing Medicaid and Medicaid coverage. We have a huge problem. Okay, if the states fall into any more recessions, those that aren't selling pot, right, and benefiting from the tax rewards from marijuana, Medicaid dollars are through the roof. As we saw with that one Oregon study, even though Medicaid was expanded, and many people benefited from the Medicaid expansion with Obamacare, still the ERs were full and standing room only, and still people with Medicaid were forced to go to an emergency room. So expanding Medicaid, saying, you know what, we're going to cover you, does not translate to health care. And if there are no doctors available for a Medicaid patient for the next 3-4 weeks, right? If there are Medicaid doctors, but it's standing room only and patients can't feel like they're getting seen and getting their needs met or their medications filled or whatnot, that's not a very healthy healthcare system. So even though the GOP is now vowing to repeal Obamacare, vowing to transition, and it sounds like they are already, you know, hard at work with it, even if they promise, look, we'll leave Medicaid alone, Medicaid is going to be fine, Medicaid has to get fixed. Now, I'm not saying we fix it by keeping people in the lurch and taking away their safety net, but we have got to reform how we are handling free medical care. Now, one thing I have suggested is for those who can pay for it, why aren't they paying $5 a visit, $10 a visit? Why is it absolutely free? Alright, we run into a problem, as we've seen with Greece and many European countries, and as we're seeing here in America, when we promise something for free, and then we promise more for free, and then we add millions of more people to a quote-unquote free system, without there being any sense, okay, and intelligence behind making sure the money will always be there, we are going to be set up for a huge problem. And a disaster. Now, one thing that I saw today with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and we will see from the Republican side, is a lot of finger blaming. So if things do start to go to pot in the next year as the transition happens, and it is going to be a very bumpy road, we have both sides already laying the blame game. Because obviously, presidential elections and congressional elections and Senate elections are important. I get that. But somebody has to say the Medicaid system is not working. I can't tell you how many people on Medicaid said, look, I want this drug, but I can't get it because Medicaid doesn't cover it. I only get the drugs that Medicaid covers. But what if I need something better? Yes, there's supposed to be a means. There's supposed to be a authorization system in place such that if you did need something for your multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis or cancer, etc., there's a means for your physician or your medical provider to fight for you to be able to get that covered on state aid. But we cannot have millions and millions and millions of people on free health care without there being some sort of a cohesive plan on how to make sure the finances are going to be in place. So I hope that GOP lawmakers, as they are going through the very well received from, I would venture to say, most of the country, transition of Obamacare to something more sensible, I hope they are also looking down the, you know, not going to bend to political pressure to just say, all right, everybody, fine, we'll just keep Medicaid the way it is so nobody cries and nobody gets upset. That is going to have to be restructured. Same thing with Medicare later. Same thing with our Social Security benefits. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. MyPillow.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. All right, so this is what another email that I received having to do with Medicaid. Patients Anonymous doesn't want his name used, but I am allowed to at least read this part. He says, I have Medicaid and can never find a doctor who will take me. So I called an office who doesn't take Medicaid and went in. When I offered to pay cash, they turned me down, saying it's illegal for them to collect my cash payment. So my Medicaid card, he says, prevents me from paying cash. Then he goes into how he wants to get rid of it. Here's the thing. I got to be honest with you. I don't know all the laws in all 50 states because, remember, Medicaid is a state-funded program. So, you know, there's There's a lot of discussion that medical providers have amongst themselves on how to handle Medicaid or Medicare patients. Now, Medicare, if Medicare sends the doctor an EOB, the explanation of benefits, and it says the patient owes this towards deductible, or the patient owes this as a result of a coinsurance or a copay, then the medical provider has that piece of paper from Medicare to protect them from any legal liability and can charge the patient. With Medicaid, it's different. A Medicaid patient should never get a bill. So throughout the decades, it has become common knowledge that you just never bill a Medicaid patient. You just don't. Now, what ends up happening is many doctors' offices are so scared and so fearful of committing Medicaid fraud or Medicare fraud that many of them will err on the side of caution and take the risk of just not seeing you completely just so they don't do anything wrong. Now, like I said, I don't know all the laws. I don't know all the laws. From what I've understand, speaking to attorneys and doing the research that I found, you could technically charge a Medicaid patient that wants to pay for emergency services, even if you're not a Medicaid provider. But, what ends up happening is patients feel forced to lie to the medical office saying, look, I don't have Medicaid at all. I'm not going to put that on my paperwork so that I could be treated like a cash patient, pay cash, and be seen. So implied in that is Medicaid patients are not treated the same as anybody else. And that is a very disgusting fact that unfortunately remains. And I see this time and time again. And like I said, I am no expert on the law, on Medicaid law or Medicare law. But from what I do know is there are varying answers when it comes to what a doctor can charge a Medicaid patient. If you have active Medicaid and you as a physician or a Medicaid provider or a physician assistant or nurse practitioner, you cannot be sending that Medicaid patient any bills. Right, for that service. You have to take whatever Medicaid pays or whatever they don't pay. If Medicaid says we're going to write off the whole visit, you get nothing, you just take nothing. You just get that nothing and you do not bill the patient. But there's all this gray area of what to do if somebody doesn't want to use their Medicaid, right, wants to get in with any provider, and they're being turned down because the medical facility is so scared of being in trouble for Medicaid fraud. Now, that will all change if somebody decides to say, you turned down a Medicaid patient, you get in trouble. But you got to give us medical providers a break. You can't threaten fraud and audits and threaten us losing our license, okay, without giving us proper guidelines. And then these guidelines, I mean, you thought the Affordable Care Act was a ridiculous piece of literature. You should see, what we get from Medicare or Medicaid. It's god-awful. It's just, it's vague on purpose so that if they do need to audit you, they can't. And, we medical providers are kind of sick of this game. The problem is the patients come first. So you have a patient that has Medicaid, and they walk into a clinic, and the clinic says, sorry, we're not allowed to accept cash. And basically what they're saying is, we do not understand the laws to its fullest extent that we can't take the risk. Now, some of you will say, all right, well, these medical providers are lazy. They should get an attorney, and they should figure it out. Well, that's easier said than done. Because I've seen medical providers get audited and lose on their audit and be penalized on their audit for something that we had in writing that said, no, if you do it this way, you're completely fine. For example, there was a doctor in town who was audited by Medicare He's a very, very popular doctor. Many people see him. So I guess how some of these audits occur is somebody that seems to be very, take in many receivables, okay, may be a little bit above the radar. So he had electronic medical records, appeared to do all the proper documentation, saw the patient. You know, there's certain codes. There's a nurse visit code and there are doctor codes. And the nurse visit code, you use, you know, if the patient came in and saw the nurse for, let's say, a follow-up injection or a follow-up breathing treatment, etc. And you cannot code a doctor code if the patient saw the nurse. But you could start going to the higher level codes once a doctor was in the room and evaluated. So this physician told me that he did see the patient, obviously, was a regular visit like anybody else would, all the documentation, the exam, etc. And when the auditor came out, he penalized him, saying it should have been coded as a nurse visit. And when he said, but I was in the room and I examined the patient, it wasn't a nurse visit. I was the one that examined the patient. No answer. So you start to hear these stories as medical offices, medical clinics, and medical providers, and you're like, okay, wait a second. Looks like this is a lot more subjective than it should be. And so this isn't cut and dry for your medical community to say, look, we have an attorney. The attorney read the one baby paragraph. The one paragraph said we're good, we're in the clear, so we're going to be fine with any audit. There was a medical facility that was audited, and what they were penalized for was, from what it sounds, absolutely ridiculous. And when I asked, why didn't you fight it? He said there were no attorneys that wanted to take on Medicare. They had to just take it. They couldn't find an attorney who felt it financially optimistic is the word, or advantageous to fight Medicare. They wouldn't have won. So lawyers will not take a case, right, unless they think there's an end point. And if they feel it's an entity where there is no way they're going to win, many doctors find themselves without representation. So now we're back to you in this anonymous site. He's not anonymous, but he asked me not to use his name in this email. So now we have our listeners that are out there saying, look, I am getting turned down. I want to pay cash. I want to be a patient that comes in, pays a cash rate, gets seen. But because I have this Medicaid card, it is branding me like a scarlet letter and I can't get touched. That's a problem. And I don't know if anybody's even discussing this as they discuss a transition of Obamacare or a change in our health care system. But I would really like to see what the plan is for Medicaid. And I don't want to belabor this point too much because I know we need to go on and we have a lot of medical news to talk about. But we have 50 different states. It sounds like we have many different rules, right, with no knowledge of how we're supposed to approach something without getting ourselves in trouble. And you have many doctors and many medical providers taking the easier and more sensible way out, saying, I can't take that chance. I cannot take a chance of getting hit with a $1 million fine and being written up all in the newspapers for committing fraud when I have no idea what the rules are. I have nobody that could defend me if I need to. Forget it. I'm just not going to go there. That's dangerous. Especially since we have millions and millions of people on Medicaid. And I cannot tell you how many people on Medicaid tell me that they cannot get in with a medical provider. So of course they're going to an emergency room. The emergency room cannot turn them away. The emergency room can't say, look, I don't know if I'm going to get sued. I don't know if I'm going to get, fined. No. So people are going to, they're finding it an easier, always open alternative. That's not good. So before you listen to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats saying we need to protect everything we've accomplished with Medicaid, somebody tell them Medicaid still has to be fixed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So now that marijuana is becoming legal in multiple states, including California and Nevada, and I think people are very, very excited about it, we got a little heads up from some of the Colorado ER doctors, especially at the University of Colorado Hospital, Dr. Ken and Hurd and his team. And he said, look, guys, we're seeing a spike in people presenting to the ER with a cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. Now, we talked about this last week. What is this cannabis or cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome? It's where people who are on chronic pot come in with this pretty violent vomiting, abdominal pain, this perceived hypothermia where they try to take hot showers and hot baths to feel better. And it's not very comfortable. It's very, very scary. And this is a little weird because, you know, we, from an ER perspective, and I was an ER doc for a while, and as a family care doc, a primary care doctor, you know, you're always kind of on the lookout for drug withdrawal or drug overdose. But what's so unique with this is very odd for a marijuana picture. So let me just tell you guys what the CHS syndrome is, because you're going to hear a lot about it. There's a lot of news sources covering it. So this cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, its initials is CHS. So can I just say CHS, because it's really too long and too difficult to say see, I'm even coughing. Cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. All right, CHS. So it's this constellation of symptoms where you get the nausea, you get the cyclic vomiting, abdominal pain, this intense urge to take hot showers, and it usually occurs in people who have been smoking marijuana for years. Back in 2004, there was, I think, one of the most initial case reports where a doctor said these people are coming in, you know, and we think it has something to do with the marijuana. And then there were multiple other case reports where people would come in with these bouts, originally diagnosed as having a GI bug, some sort of gastrointestinal flu, but they tested positive for marijuana. And the patients would report that if they stopped smoking marijuana, they got better. Doctors have had a difficult time trying to explain this hypothermia, this perceived hypothermia. We don't think they're actually hypothermic, you know, but they seem to feel better taking hot baths and hot showers, which is why if a patient says, look, I don't feel good, but if I take a hot shower or a hot bath, I feel better. They think maybe what's happening is the marijuana is causing some dysregulation of your hypothalamus. And your hypothalamus is the area in the brain that seems to regulate your temperature. Now, can I say, I know for years I've been talking about where whenever I feel sick, whenever I have a sore throat, whenever I have a stuffy nose, you know, I tell you to go and take a hot shower. So I am a big fan of taking a hot shower. In fact, when I come home from work, I jump into the shower. So it, to me, helps cleanse me of a lot of the germs that I could have breathed in. So I'm a huge fan of steam showers. I do not smoke marijuana. So if I take a hot shower, it has nothing to do with that. But medical providers are telling each other, when you have somebody that says that the only way they get some temporary relief is by taking a hot shower, hot bath from the cyclic vomiting, you need to possibly think of this CHS syndrome. So Dr. Kenan Hurd and his team at the University of Colorado Hospital began studying CHS when they noticed this spike. Now, remember, 2012, Colorado legally legalized marijuana for recreational purposes. So then they started to see in the hospital these people coming in. I think it went up to like 87 cases at one point. And they were like, okay, something's going on here. Dr. Hurd said they see patients with this now on a daily to weekly basis. He says the biggest problem we've seen with this disease is that until now, it's been unrecognized, and therefore these people are suffering longer than they need to. And so one thing that I thought of was when I heard of this, and I actually heard of these case reports a few years back, because remember, I do the Dr. Dahlia show. Yeah, that's me. I'm Dr. Dahlia. All right, so I do the Dr. Dahlia show. So obviously, whenever there's medical headlines or any, you know, very interesting, mysterious illness that they're, you know, describing this as, I read and study up on it so I at least can, you know, educate you guys if you have a question on it. So I was wondering, well, wait a second. Marijuana is supposed to help you with nausea. Marijuana has been used by many to treat pain. So if you start to feel nauseous and you go for that pot to smoke it or eat it or whatever you do with it to treat your nausea, you could throw yourself into this hyperemesis syndrome. Same thing with you having abdominal pain. If you reach for the marijuana to treat yourself, you can make it worse. So what causes it? Why is this happening? We don't know. This is a mystery. They think maybe what it is the chronic overuse of cannabis may present as these severe symptoms. Maybe the body or the GI tract can only take so much. So when the body senses this quote-unquote toxic amount, it results in this defense mechanism. But CHS is not an over, it's not from an overdose. And it's not signs of a withdrawal. Because what's an overdose of marijuana? What does marijuana toxicity look like? Well, marijuana toxicity looks like paranoia, psychosis, dry mouth, memory loss, your eyes look red, you could have chest pain, you could have blood pressure changes, your blood pressure could spike, your blood pressure could drop. We've even seen case reports of heart attack, stroke, and seizures. So not this vomiting abdominal pain picture. So we don't think it's a marijuana overdose. Marijuana withdrawal, what does a marijuana withdrawal look like? It looks like irritability, it looks like anxiety, it looks like difficulty sleeping, cravings. So that would be marijuana withdrawal. The CHS occurs in people that chronically use marijuana. What makes it better? Stopping marijuana. Now, can this kill you? All right. Now that marijuana is becoming legal in multiple states, we have more medicinal use of it, more recreational use. And, you know, just because your state hasn't legalized marijuana doesn't mean you're not going to see an uptick in people using it. Okay? There's starting to be less of a taboo when it comes to marijuana. And, you know, we're not seeing the religiousness from law enforcement to arrest, you know, when people are caught smoking. So, you know, just be prepared that throughout the country we are, you know, going to see more and more use. Okay, that's just what happens when some states legalize it and some don't. We don't believe this will kill you. But severe vomiting could cause severe dehydration, and this could also put somebody into kidney failure. So this can be very, very serious. Like I said, people can make it worse because they start to treat themselves. They have no idea they're undergoing CHS. So as they get nauseous or they start to feel bad, they take some marijuana to think it'll help quell their symptoms. So what do we do in an ER? Well, in an ER, we try to correct the dehydration issue. So we'll give you IV fluids. We'll also give you some antiemetics to stop you from throwing up. There's been some case reports showing haloperidol working, which is an antipsychotic. We've also seen people use, medical providers use benzodiazepines like lorazepam, Ativan. They'll use this to calm people down and to help calm down some of the vomiting. I've seen case reports where they said narcotics helped, even though we really don't want to start people on narcotics for their abdominal pain and for their nausea. In fact, narcotics can make you throw up. We've seen dopamine antagonists, but again, the cure for CHS is not smoking marijuana anymore. So, you know, is CHS going to become an epidemic? Well, we don't think so. I don't believe CHS is going to become an epidemic because I think a lot of people, I mean, look, marijuana has been around for decades. People who have been smoking marijuana and smoking marijuana religiously, otherwise we would be seeing Cheech and Chong, you know, come to the hospital with this all the time. Right. So I think as long as we educate people, we'll be okay. But it's something that we wanted to educate you all on, especially if you have a family member or if you have a loved one who you start seeing them, you know, vomit like this. I would still take them to an ER. There's going to be a lot of discussion on are people going to be falsely using the emergency room or inappropriately using the emergency room for marijuana highs or overdoses. Look, if you're overdosing on somebody, you better go to the ER on something. You know, don't not use the ER. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing
astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you can do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize for not giving you my review on the new Celebrity Apprentice, okay? I realize that many of you wait to watch a television show until I could give you my reviews. All right, I told you about Breaking Bad. I told you about Game of Thrones. I told you about Better Call Saul and Narcos and Boardwalk Empire. So I didn't realize that many of you were waiting to watch your DVR Celebrity Apprentice until I could give you my review of it. Well, it was kind of stupid. Okay, listen, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it just seemed kind of dumb. I did not enjoy it as much as I thought I would have, but I still did enjoy watching it. And because the kids liked watching it, I'm going to still watch it. But one of the reasons why I think I'm going to still watch The Celebrity Apprentice is because Arnold Schwarzenegger has his nephew on the show. Now, have any of you seen his nephew? A blonde, kind of muscular, burly, Austrian, so my grandfather was Austrian, yeah, type, very handsome. And when I realized that, I don't, my husband was like, all right, Tyra Banks, okay, that's fine, Tyra Banks is on that, so I don't care about that, but I really, really like this nephew of his. So, personally, I think it, I don't see how it's going to last more than a season, but I am a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger's and Schwarzenegger, and I think he, did as good as he could. Yeah, he is a smart businessman. He's a very, very smart businessman, you know, being able to build what he has. But, I mean, remember, Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump wasn't that good a show either. We watched it. I watched maybe one or two seasons, but I mean, it wasn't the best show ever either. So, don't lose DVR memory, right? You know, falling all over yourself trying to tape it. But, it's interesting because of that nephew. Let me just say that. All right. Amazon's robot army has been revealed. Have you guys seen this? There are 45,000 bots around the world. This scares the heck out of me. Have you seen the army that Amazon has with these little baby cute robots? See, I'm afraid of robots. I just am. I've just always had this fear the robots are going to take over the earth again. Maybe it's because of Schwarzenegger being on my mind, you know, and the whole Terminator thing. But the e-commerce giant Amazon now has 45,000 robots shuffling products around 20 distribution centers. This is a 50% increase from the 2015 holiday season, they say, when the company reported 30,000 robots were working side by side with 230,000 human employees. Now, you see why they said that. They want us to relax and not get our panties all up in a bunch that these robots are going to take over human jobs. So they made it a point to let us know, this is being reported by Daily Mail, that there were 230,000 human employees that worked side by side with these robots. Okay, guys, just, you know, the next few years, you better read the writing on the wall. The statistics were first published by the Seattle Times, which is a newspaper based in Amazon's headquarters. Amazon employed these small, round, orange robots in 2014 using technology from robot maker Kiva Systems, which is a firm Amazon acquired in 2012. Amazon's brilliant. Prior to the robot employee, Amazon workers had to scour the aisles for miles to grab items customers ordered online. But more than 2 years ago, the firm unleashed 15,000 units on the floor that took over the tiring task and it helped boost efficiency. Amazon has yet to reveal how many humans are employed in its fulfillment centers, but the Seattle Times say that we should know the firm's early 2017 earnings, so it's unclear that the ratio of people to robots is currently at. They said from the fourth quarter of 2015 to the third quarter of 2016, the Seattle-based firm reported a 46% 12-month increase on average in staffers, not counting temporary recruits. All right, so far we could calm down a little bit. It doesn't appear to be replacing jobs yet. What do these orange robots look like? They're only about a foot high, but they weigh 319 pounds and travel up to 5 miles per hour. Kind of like that new robot we saw on the last Star Wars. They say the machines are battery-powered and they need to be charged every hour for just 5 minutes. So you see them, and they're really kind of cute. These are cute. Each of the orange machines can slide under and then lift a stack of shelves that is 4 feet wide and holds up to 750 pounds of merchandise. The system uses barcodes to track which items are on each shelf, so a robot can fetch the right shelves for each worker as orders come in. They travel underneath shelves. The shelves can be stacked closely together, so now warehouses could hold more goods. Clark said, Dave Clark, who was Amazon's senior vice president, said it could ship 700,000 items in a day, but will hold more and ship more next year. Amazon has a second robot filling orders in the warehouse, a yellow stationary bot, I'm looking at it right now, not as cute, that carries pallets and loads up to 3,000 pounds. They say both robots also had a hand in Amazon's, quote, best ever holiday season. So, you know, bright light, shall we say, that, you know, that may salvage people's jobs at Amazon is Amazon is growing more and more as less people are going to standalone stores to buy. You know, I bought most of my holiday presents on Amazon. I don't think I walked into one Best Buy. I did walk into a Walmart. I did walk into a Target, but I did most of my shopping online. So there is more of a demand as they grow. So, you know, but again, I'm very, very nervous about this. They say its Prime membership reached a 15-year high. December 19th was the busiest shopping day of the season for the online retailer, and more than 72% of Amazon's customers worldwide shop through mobile devices, with Prime customers spending twice as much than their regular counterparts. So, these robots, 45,000 bots, all right. I don't know how quickly we're going to, you know, see the employee ratio numbers that they were discussing. But as companies find success, like we see with this, all right, this should scare us. All right. These robots could lift 750 pounds. They could work quicker. They may not call in sick for having the flu. They may not threaten lawsuits. They may not steal products as they leave the warehouse. You know, and I'm not saying this to say I don't trust humans and I trust robots over humans. But when an employer is making a decision, right, on what they need to do to curtail, losses. And I can't tell you how many things got stolen from my medical office. And it was ridiculous. It was at the point where we just didn't stock anything. I mean, we didn't stock flu shots. That it was, you know, somebody stole my flu shots and pretended to be Dr. Dahlia. I told you about this. Took a bunch of syringes, but she didn't take enough syringes to match the amount of flu shots she stole, which made me very, very nervous. We contacted the police because she went to an area town, pretended to be me, and pretended to give flu shots, collect money for the flu shots, and I don't know if she reused the needles. I don't know what she did. But when you have somebody with that lack of ethics, I wouldn't put it past her. And so, as an employer, we just had to stock less and stock less. And so, when you're a big company like that, maybe easier just to get the robots. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.